Replatting order priorities. If the master schedule changes, the affected material requirements, planning, MRP grids also need to be replanned. When these changes impact the ability to meet customer order promises, replanning order priorities is required. Each MRP grid represents the order priority for a given material. If both demand and supply are stable in terms of timing and quantity, then MRP will also be stable. However, as Exhibit 4-111 and Exhibit 4-112 show, both supply and demand are subject to changes in quantity and in order timing, or both. The degree to which such variation exists drives the need to replan order priorities to respond to these supply and demand changes. Note that the material in this example has a safety stock of zero. Exhibit 4-111, MRP grid before replanning. Exhibit 4-112, MRP variability sources. Potential reasons for each of the four types of variability are discussed next. Demand quantity. MRP demand quantities can change when the master production schedule changes for one or more related end units, which in turn may be based on customer order or forecast changes. If multiple end units use the material, demand quantity changes will appear more random. If just one or a few end products use the material, demand could increase or decrease in a more predictable trend related to the demand trend for the end products. Changes in inventory levels could also impact MRP demand quantity variability. Another major source of MRP demand variability is when quantities for higher level MRP items in the product structure change. A change in a level 1 item will change demand for linked items at level 2 and below, and some of these changes, when compounded by lot sizing or safety stock parameters, could result in more extreme changes at lower levels, much like the bullwhip effect. This is how system nervousness becomes a serious problem. Demand timing. Demand timing variability can occur if customer order promise dates change for an end item linked to the MRP material. A change in a planned order for a higher level MRP item would also change MRP demand timing. Supply quantity. Supply quantity variability occurs after an order is released, since before that, supply is just a plan that can change. After receiving orders, suppliers may provide a change in a projected ship date or a partial shipment, or some portion of the materials could be damaged in shipment or fail to meet quality requirements. The shop floor could have variability in its scrap factor, creating variability in yield. Another common cause is when lack of availability of a lower-level material prevents manufacture of a higher-level material. Shop floor overruns could result in oversupply. Supply timing. Supply timing variability also occurs after an order is released. Suppliers or the shop floor could deliver late or early. A partial delivery that is also late or early could cause timing and quantity variability. Replanning order priorities. In the short term, issues created by supply or demand variability need to be addressed by replanning order priorities. This will typically involve a manual override of the production activity control job sequencing rules to move jobs that lack the required resources down in priority in favor of jobs that do have the required resources. In the longer term, malfunctioning MRP systems can be fine-tuned to mitigate risks created by supply and demand variability, or to make the system able to respond faster to change. This fine-tuning is done by revising planning parameters.